Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What's up? We are back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. And like I said before, we have a special guest in. Always enjoy that she's coming in. She's battling now. I think I rubbed off on you on the injuries now. Okay. Well, we want to welcome back Kathy Martinez back in from AFN.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I apologize that you are going through having a knee replacement, but you're tougher than me because you're standing. Offered, you know, chairs and stuff, and I know I've been there.
It's too hard to get back up. So yeah. I'm just going to stand.
Yeah. And anyways, you know, we obviously AFN does a really good job, obviously providing services and education for autism, not in and around Lincoln and the state of Nebraska, and for, you know, newly diagnosed parents and dealing with that. But a great thing is coming up September 7th on a Sunday, AFN's golf tournament. And it's for a foursome, it's $440. We will get another team or two. I know I will. We had a great time last year. Give us some more details about it, Kathy.
Sure. Action Plumbing and Heating is sponsoring our second annual golf scramble. And it is September 7th at Highlands. And 440 a team. And there's sponsorship opportunities available as well.
And you can find that on...
You can find that in our newsletter tab on our website, autismfamilynetwork.org.
Yeah, and that's great. I'm telling you what, it's out at the Highlands, and that's a great place to have a scramble.
Yeah, it was our first year was really good. Yeah, we did well.
Really good. It was not only that, it was fun. We had a blast. I mean...
That's important.
Yeah, we had a blast out there. Obviously, we had one or two teams, but I think the Highlands is really good. Just because it's spread out and you kind of can keep things moving. So it's a great choice.
That's my neck of the woods, Jay. All this talk about South Lincoln this, East Lincoln that. Nah, Northwest Lincoln represent.
Yeah. Kathy, last year, how many teams did you have about just guesstimation?
I think we might have had 28 teams.
So what's the goal this year?
We're going to blow it out of the water. We want to fill it. I think we can have 36 or 40 out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we're going to go. So we're going to at least going to start out at 32. Then we're going to try to get above 40. So get everybody ready to go, because we're going to have our ticket listeners make sure that they participate September 7th. I think that's after, I'm not sure what home game. So if people have plenty of time, check-in is at 12 and then shotgun at 1. So correct. You have plenty of time on a Sunday to get up, go to church, check in, sober up, and then have some fun. Probably, we'll party again. Yeah. We don't want anybody to get drunk. We'll say we'll just get right to the edge. Like we did last year.
You'll have a couple beers, take the hangover from the night before down.
Yeah, and hopefully after a victory. Kathy, with AFN constantly growing, constantly doing new stuff, besides the golf tournament on September 7th, which we got it up here on our social media, then we'll continue to tweet it out. We'll have you back anytime that you want. Just tell me whenever. We won't make you run in here. We'll make sure, we'll make sure Nick is here. And he'll have, if you're not up and moving, we'll make sure he has a wheelchair for you. What else does AFN have on the horizon?
We also have our first annual volleyball tournament out at Spikes Beach Bar on August 23rd. And there's lots of opportunities for teams. There's cash prizes and also sponsorship availability.
Is that for adults or of age?
Spike said we could have anyone over 16.
Cool. Yeah, because I mean, obviously volleyball is huge, obviously, in the city of Lincoln and the state of Nebraska. So we have a big volleyball community on all of our shows. So we'll make sure that we tell people about that. Hey, besides that, on September 23rd, what's after that?
That is August 23rd.
Or August 23rd, excuse me.
Husker Heroes is coming up September 21st with the Husker Athletic Department and Memorial Stadium. And then we have some sensory swim nights planned with Lincoln Parks and Rec throughout the summer, and that can be found in our newsletter as well. We also continuously have our art social clubs, music club. Trying to think. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. You're pretty busy. I remember when we talked last year, right before the tournament, you were like, all right, how many days until you start thinking about next year? And here we are next year. The one thing I will say before we get into some of the stuff I want to really ask you about, the amount of knowledge you've been able to spread and what you've seen, both here locally, you know, is obviously education wise for people, but before that, I wanted to ask you, or I wanted to say, or, you know, get your comment on the athletic department. I know they have really been a good partner in supporting you guys. Can you get, you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. That started, I want to say 12 years ago when I approached Tom Osborne and asked if we could do something similar to what the Kansas City Chiefs were doing with kids with disabilities. And he said, yeah, let's bring everybody in. And so it's really taken off. We typically have about 1,500 people in attendance on that night. And they bring in all the freshman athletes and then any other athletes.
Breaking news. And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
That would like to volunteer, and we set up stations around Memorial Stadium, and people with disabilities can go hang out with the athletes, get their autographs, throw a football around, do whatever. It's just, it's a really good time.
Yeah, I think the athletic department, obviously, you know, since I've been there, has obviously expanded their life skills. You know, obviously in you know, encouraging the players, but I think the players have taken upon themselves to get involved. And so that I wanted to make sure both AFN and Nebraska, you know, get their proper props, because I think that's huge. And I think it's huge for AFN, but then obviously for the athletic department, the athletes to be involved as well. One thing that I was talking to you about last year, seems like it's crazy, like just last year, is that, you know, I know you went down and presented and helped Lincoln Police Department about when they approach somebody that's maybe on the spectrum or has a disability. That's huge, because you see some of these stories sometimes where doesn't end well. And it was really good for Lincoln Police Department to try to educate themselves. And speaking of education, what are some of the things, even in the last year, you think that has helped and maybe has grown to help the, you know, the masses become more educated about AFN, but then also people on the spectrum?
Well, we do train the new recruits for Lincoln Police Department twice a year, and then they make themselves present at a lot of our events. So it desensitizes our children to the police, and they feel comfortable with them. They came out yesterday. We had the grand opening for the first inclusive playground for people with disabilities yesterday.
I was just about to ask you about that.
And Lincoln Police Department was present and handing out stickers and things like that to all the kids. And I just think them having that physical presence at events with people with disabilities really helps create that bond.
Yeah, I think it's also good, not only you just educating them, and then obviously for the, you know, people with disabilities, I think it's both though. I think they can learn from both. And you mentioned the playground. talk about the process of that, because you know, that takes a lot of will, that takes a lot of, you know, foreshadowing and energy to get something like that in Lincoln. And talk about the process of it, and then how yesterday was like obviously the cherry on top.
Sure. A mom came to us at Autism Family Network 4 years ago, and she indicated that she thought that Lincoln playgrounds could use more playground equipment for kids with disabilities, specifically kids with like low tone or in a wheelchair, because her child had some low tone muscle issues. And there was only two wheelchair swings in the city, and one of those was broken. And so I approached my city councilman. This was in summer of 2021, and asked him if he could help us. And he said, sure. So he went with us to the Lincoln Parks Department, where we made our presentation, and they were all about it. They were excited. They said that was something they'd wanted to do, and they wanted the right group of people to be at the table to help with the process. So it was perfect timing. And I asked him if we could get it done like in a timely manner, because as you know, I have cancer, and right. I thought, I want to see this culminate. And so it took 4 years. We had a planning committee come together for about 18 months. And they brought in people from all different special needs groups. So we had people representing deaf. We had people representing the blind community. We had people representing the wheelchair bound mobility community, and everybody got to put their two cents in. So like no stone was left unturned with this park. So people that had adults in wheelchairs said, we need the bathrooms to accommodate for our adults with disabilities, that like a changing station for adults. And so we did modify the restrooms to make that. And so like the blind community said, we need textural notification on the sidewalks when there's going to be a transfer spot or where the sidewalk ends. So that's part of it. The autism community said, we want a fence because our kids are lopers and runners, and we want to make sure they're safe in a park and not escaping our line of sight. So this is the first fully enclosed playground in the city of Lincoln. And there, everything about the park is accessible to someone in a wheelchair. There's no stairs. We made sure of that. That was something we advocated very strongly for. Because we wanted kids in wheelchairs and adults in wheelchairs to be able to have access to every component.
Right. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, it's like you said, from 2021, obviously 2025, it takes a lot of planning, but then also takes a lot of thoughtfulness too. And then including everybody and not just being focused on
my kid.
So that's great. And then obviously the city of Lincoln being able to support it as well. So that was a big deal yesterday. And it seems like every time that we talk, you're doing more and more and more. And obviously that's why AFN is doing so well. Once again, September 7th at Highlands, 440 a foursome. We encourage everybody to keep buying, where the goal this year is 40 plus, right?
Yep.
36 that's more, that's or cool. at least that. It's a good time, well-run tournament, a lot of prizes, raffles, and then obviously you can sponsor, but then also you can still donate to Autism. What's the website?
AutismFamilyNetwork.org.
Yeah, AutismFamilyNetwork.org. You can get on there, buy a team, donate, sponsor. And then obviously coming up, you have the volleyball August 23rd as well. So appreciate you stopping in, Kathy.
Next time
you come in, which has been in a week or two, we know Dr. Duke is going to have you
all fixed up.
So we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Kathy Martinez stepping in for a quick segment. Old School, we'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.